Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the No BS Zone. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we have the first fast and factually accurate overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, featuring Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher there. A big job, but his shoes are big enough his feet are big enough to fill those shoes. Yes.
I have very big feet.
Congratulations.
And they're getting wider and bigger.
Yes, they're getting flat like mine are. The older you get, the flatter they get. So the story is nothing old about the story list this week or the people list. Michael's going to go through, and then we'll have some thoughts, comments, and we'll work our way through some of the names. Like, do you know who Vivek Ramaswamy is, if that's the way to pronounce his name? Okay, go through the list, and we'll then pick it apart with our own examination.
All right, number 10, severe weather. The weather is, just as we were all thinking on the East Coast that we're getting away with a
warm,
mild
spring,
a mild winter, this monster storm is going to engulf the nation.
Right.
At number 9, we have...
I'm on the other side of the world. I took a plane to get out here, as I often do, to see my family. When the weather's bad in New England, I jump on a plane to come to California because it's supposed to be
I hear there's snow there. I hear there's a blizzard in
California. Snow. Well, it's the foothills, but the snow's down to 1,000 feet down in the valley, actually. And so it's like at the moment, it's 42 degrees here.
That's amazing.
And I think if I were to look at the temperature in Boston at the moment, it's probably 24. Not that much different. Anyway, so, and then...
Are you going to build a snowman?
I might take my grandson out to go up to
Big Rock. Yeah, I mean, what a great thing for the kids.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah. Anyway,
at number 9, okay. Well, are you still talking about the weather?
Yeah, I was going to tell the plane story, but it's no.
Go ahead. I want to hear it. I'm not ready to go through the drudgery of reading all this.
No. I don't think it's drudgery. It's interesting. The plane, the winds are so strong going across the country in the jet stream that we had a fly. We took off from Boston at 6 o'clock, and flew north into Canada. And into from Toronto across to Saskatchewan, Alberta, and then down into across Montana. We never go that high or that far. And it took another hour and 17 minutes to go around the storm. So when we're landing at LAX, the pilot says, I didn't want to concern you because we weren't sure we were going to make it on the fuel that we had. Everything with the plane had as much fuel on it as it could take. And it's not supposed to fly on more than 7 hours. So he said the way they had negotiated or worked the engineering of the fuel usage, they were able to make it without having to stop for fuel, along the way. But he said, as we landed LAX, we're on fumes.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Oh, I can't believe. Meanwhile, were they telling you, we're very north, we're near the Arctic Circle? I mean,
we didn't go that far, but we went way up into Canada. It's to get around the storm. It's now the storm that you're getting today, and New England will get over the weekend before it blows out. I think on Sunday has started here, but now there's another storm that's here that is starting, and it'll wind its way across the country as well. So the next, even though spring is less than a month away, around the equinox, there's lots of activity every year. It's winter.
Oh,
it's winter.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I remember during the years that I have lived in New England, and just for background, I've lived almost everywhere in the country. I've lived in California, Florida, New York. We've had, out of nowhere, blizzards in April.
I remember getting a snowstorm on May 5th one year because the power went out, and we were milking 40 cows on the farm at the time, and the milk tank was full of milk, and it was ruined. because you know, there was no electricity. We didn't have a generator.
And it could turn on a dime. You could think that spring is in the air. You smell it. The buds are there. The bees are out. And all of a sudden, bam, you're hit with a storm. So severe weather is, in fact, what's being talked about. You know, the weather is always talked about anyway. We don't always put the weather in. It's only when it's newsworthy weather. The two things that most people talk about that are not on our surveys is small talk about computers, about the weather, and about celebrity gossip. But this is a News Talk radio survey, so here we go. So the weather is at 10. People are talking about the deadly shootings, and now, you know, it's which one are you talking about? It's
there have been 6,200 people dying at the hands of a gun since the beginning of the year, and many of those have been suicides. That's something that is not very much talked about.
Suicide is a problem as well. I mean, that's a mental health problem, and suicide is a serious pandemic, especially with young people. These are terrible, terrible social problems indicative of a deeper problem in our society. And number 8, we have this national divorce story.
I mean, yes, that's very troubling. And we have the credibility of Marjorie Taylor Greene to thank for that. The Republicans should go their own way. The Democrats should go their own way. And neither the twain shall meet.
What she's calling for is
that's ridiculous.
A civil war. She's calling for the end of America. Basically. Yeah, what's wrong with this woman? What's wrong with her?
All she's looking for is attention. She wasn't probably breastfed as a child, and so she needs attention. She was ignored by her parents, and so you know she doesn't want to be ignored anymore. So let's make a lot of noise.
Are you making that up, or do you have inside information?
I'm suggesting it's one theory. How's that?
Well, okay. I mean, there are people listening to this broadcast that think you and I are terrible for even saying anything negative about her, that they actually like
That's
her.
That's too bad. Yeah, good. They can like her.
No,
we
I'm just pointing out there are people that like her. Which is shocking. I mean, if I were the most ardent conservative Republican, I still wouldn't like her. I think that people like that make the conservative Republican look bad.
Yeah.
Criticism is not just against the other guy. The best criticism is when you criticize your own, clean up your own backyard.
When you look critically at, that's one of the things. I got off on this toot earlier when I was talking about the Lieber, the definition, the fundamental root of the word liberty and liberal, all come from the same root word, liber, and the fact that we use that to apply to Democrats, often liberal Democrats, there's nothing liberal about trying to confine you as much of what the Democratic rhetoric is about, to control everything. There's no liberty involved in that anymore. Then the people who call themselves conservative even know what that word means. And this so far
you're making
from
a good
it.
Point. You're making a very good point that the labels are no longer accurate.
Ridiculous.
And and maybe that's because we don't teach political science in school properly.
Yeah.
And we throw terms around that are inaccurate, and thus people are using terminology that is off the mark. And it's a problem. And number 7, the Supreme Court of the United States, Section 230 arguments. That's some complicated stuff, but it's very important stuff. And the key is for us to be able to talk about it in layman terms.
Yes.
The Supreme Court justices don't understand it.
No.
How's the average person? And those of us in the media charged with explaining it are caught between a rock and a hard place, the terminology of the lawyers and our own inability to translate legal arguments and legal issues into everyday language. And it so affects everything we talk about in terms of what the platforms on the Internet are liable for and what they are protected against. It's tough stuff.
So I'm going to have this is a program note later in this broadcast. In this hour, we'll have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official lawyer, if you will, legal mind for Talkers Magazine, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He will be here to explain Section 230 and what the arguments have been are about that have been presented to the Supreme Court.
Very timely, and you have the right guy doing it.
Yep, for sure.
And number six, right. We have the Trump investigations, and that, you know, the walls are closing in on him, but they have always seemed to close in on him.
Exactly.
We have the toxic train wreck still being discussed at five. And number four, the 2024 presidential race, that's heating up a little bit, heating up, whatever that means. U.S.-China relations at three, the Russia-Ukraine war at two, and connected to that, President Biden's European trip. At number one. Want to go through the people fast?
Yes.
Okay. Number 10, Tucker Carlson. Number 9, Kevin McCarthy. Number 8, the aforementioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 7, Emily Kors. She's on the grand jury in Georgia. Pete Buttigieg at number 6. At number 5, a household name, Vivek Ramaswamy. At number 4, somebody who wishes she was a household name, Nikki Haley. Number 3, the ultimate household name, Donald Trump. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number two, Vladimir Putin. Did I lose my numbers there? Number 1,
yeah,
Joe Biden.
Okay.
Whatever, you get the drift.
All right, people list, story list, and we'll dig into some of the backgrounders. Let's go to the Ukraine war, which is number 2 this week, as we continue overviewing the conversations on News Talk Radio around the country on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, I want to focus your attention on a website. The website is toploss.com. Everyone around the country every week when they listen to this program, they know that I've been talking about the product Calitrin, which has been now it's been recognized around the world, not just around America, as the safest way for you, your spouse, your entire family to lose weight and keep it off. So what else do I have to say really about it other than it works and it's all natural and you should try it? That's pretty much it. I can't tell you the ingredients are simple. You can find them online at toploss.com. You can see all of the references from people around the world who have taken this and been successful. See that stuff? Check it all out. Satisfy yourself. Toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and we've been through the people list and the story list for the week of February the 20th to the 24th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in most of the news talk programs and stations around the country, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers and his staff. So the number one and number two item this week, Michael, I think we can tie them both together because Joe Biden started his trip to Europe by going to Ukraine. It was very interesting that on the way over, it was very quiet. Nobody knew he was leaving at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday to go over there, which is a well-kept secret. Somebody usually leaks those things. And about halfway across the Atlantic, they notified the Russians that Biden would be in Ukraine during the day. And I thought to myself, that's rather strange, given the fact that Joe Biden and Putin haven't talked for well over a year. And so did anybody bring that up?
It was fascinating that that happened. I found that to be amazing. You know, first of all, the reason they were bringing him there secretly was, for the most part, you know, I guess not to have the Russians know.
Right. They don't know. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they want to protect him from, you know, an outpouring of love and support from the Ukrainians. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the underlying reason was so that there's not an accidental catastrophe. You know, can you imagine if the Russians did not know that Biden is there and they hit him with a missile or something happens?
Great.
That could be the beginning of the end of everything. So it was in everybody's interests that that the Russians knew.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows you that there's communication going on in back channels all the time.
So in terms of the war itself, this week, as we recognize this to be the, is the anniversary the right word? The first
one-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's not the right word. I guess it is the right word.
It is the right word.
So the U.N. General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to approve a resolution condemning the Russians. So why didn't that happen the first day of the war? Why did it take them a year at the U.N.? Isn't the U.N. supposed to, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Looking at these problems and trying to solve them? As far as I can see, the U.N. hasn't done a damn thing about any of this except talk about it, but they're not even, you know, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and others, the Europeans that are trying to get Ukraine in, which the Russians say is the reason they went to war, because they don't want Ukrainians to belong to any European alliance.
No, they don't want them to be part of NATO, because they don't want NATO on their doorstep.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
There is a Russian point of view on this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I support it or I don't support it, but it is really stupid not to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian point of view is that, sorry, Ukraine, but you're right on our border. You're not France, you're not England, you're not Canada. You're on our border, mm-hmm. very much like the United States is concerned about Cuba and things that happen, you know, the Monroe Doctrine. If China or Russia suddenly had a foothold in the Western Hemisphere, we would be concerned, as we've been in the past, just like China is concerned about Taiwan, Hong Kong, and all those places. This mm-hmm. is a reality, and it's really at the crux of a schism that's developing in American politics and on talk radio about just how long and how wise is it for us to support this war.
Yep. We've put in as much money as everybody else put together. I'm looking at Reuters, the effect on this, 42,295 people have died, not counting the Russians. At least 56,000 people have been injured, not the Russians. 15,000 people are missing, not Russians. 14 million people in Ukraine have been displaced. 140,000 buildings have been destroyed. And it's cost them almost $500 billion. There you go. Those are the stats. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0, the invention of MyPillow. It's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around, making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to my.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Padres are dealing out another big contract to their star third baseman. ESPN is reporting San Diego's finalizing an 11-year extension worth $350 million with Manny Machado. The new contract will keep Machado with the Padres through the 2033 season. The deal also reportedly includes no opt-outs and a full no-trade clause. The 30-year-old had originally signed a 10-year, $300 million deal with San Diego in 2019, but it told reporters he planned to opt out of the final 5 years. Jamie Lee Curtis says a Freaky Friday sequel is going to happen. Curtis told Variety without saying there's anything officially happening. Of course it's going to happen. Earlier this month, the actress posted a photo of her and co-star from the first film, Lindsay Lohan, saying, "It's Friday, I'm just saying. Freaky fingers crossed." The original film was released in 2023, generating over $160 million during its theatrical run. Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back again, another half hour of discussion regarding what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. Help yourself to the info, which is published both on the Talkers.com website and GoodDayShow.com website. You get the list, the charts for the stories, and the people stay up on top of that every week, thanks to Michael and the folks that are working with him. So we talk a lot about politics becomes a big part of the mana, if you will, on talk radio programs around the country. And so I discovered something this week that I really wanted to, when I thought about this, I wanted to get Michael Harrison's point of view on this political reality. Now, we're into the new session, the new season. There are members of Congress around the country. We have new governors. We have people who are taking slots. And all of a sudden, there's a trend. This is, I think we're 7 weeks right into the new year, and most of the newer, they got elected in November, and they were sworn in 1st or 2nd of January. So already, I did a survey, a quick survey, looking at a half a dozen different states around the country, just to see what's happening. What intrigued me was there were a number of people resigning from jobs in the Massachusetts House and Senate to take jobs with some big council or some political action group or some way they can exercise their political power in a different way and make a lot more money.
Yeah, their influence.
So I'm just looking at the number around the country. So far, there are about 140 people who are members, and some of them are brand new this year, lawmakers who are sworn in to serve out their term, and they're already leaving to go to new jobs. So whether they have just used these as stepping stones, these positions.
Oh, my goodness.
But they excuse me. But, no, I mean, can you imagine?
What a shock.
We'll do that, yes. So what the question is, how do new people get elected? The elections were just over. So what happens to those seats? Sorry about my allergy to rain. What happens to those seats? And this is true. Well, it becomes more noticeable when you're a member of Congress. But let's just say you're a member of a state legislature, or you're a mayor, or whatever the job is. You know what I'm talking about. And you get elected to get visibility, and somebody sees you and they pluck you away from the job that you were elected so you can get a better, bigger job. Yes, just like that. Mm-hmm. So what is it when somebody leaves public service to go to work for some powerful trade group? Did they do it just to enhance? I know some people, the woman who is the deputy whip in Massachusetts is somebody who happens to be my state rep. Danielle Gregoire is her name, and she's the second most powerful person in the House. And she's gotten there because she stayed with the job. She came, visited with me because I wanted to know more about her and told me what she was doing and stuff. And so I asked her this question, what about all these people? Are you going to stay in your job? And she said, yes. And I said, well, what about all these other people who are leaving? They just got there, and they're leaving already. And she says it's a real problem because committee assignments get changed and there are not enough people for a quorum. They can't get people to vote. See, this is the behind the scenes. This is how government really works. Mm. And I just wonder if there's been, if you think there ought to be a discussion about this on a talk radio program, a political talk radio program. Well, you know, how do we get served by those people who were supposed to be in service to us?
Well, that's a great question, and you bring up a very interesting circumstance. I hadn't thought about the numbers involved, but obviously you're saying that there's large numbers to support this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should hold people accountable the same way as if you went to work someplace or you signed a contract. That if you're elected to serve a job, a mayor, a congressperson, an assembly or a state senate seat, whatever it may be, that there's an implied contract that you owe the people a certain amount of time to fulfill the job. And
so what do you do to keep them there, though? What do you hold over their heads?
They can't leave.
To make them. Well, why can't they leave?
Because they committed to do this job. You can't. If you take a job and you sign a contract,
Is there a contract? Remember the
not
contract
that I know of. I don't know of any contracts.
They have a contract? No, they have a contract.
You know,
they're not required to do anything except get a paycheck. They don't have to show up. They don't have to vote. They don't have to.
A lot of times the voters are to blame. That somebody will run for office, and you know that it's a stepping stone. They'll run for take DeSantis, in Florida. He's supposed to be there for X number of years as governor now, but he may leave That's why it was very interesting. Do you remember when Bob Dole, who was a pretty decent man, when he ran for president, he resigned the most powerful Senate position, and then he wound up being out of the Senate. But he resigned.
In the meantime, when McCain ran for president, he was running for president and the Senate at the same time. And he got reelected to the Senate, but he didn't get elected president. Remember that?
Right.
So there's the
And in New Jersey, they have a situation I recently discovered where you could be a state rep and a mayor. You could have two positions.
Yeah.
These are all interesting twists.
We have the chairman of the school committee in Framingham is the state rep. So she has two jobs. Very interesting. And then you look around. It's not the House. You don't often have the same, and it's certainly locally is different than nationally. But I was just looking into Senator Markey. I call him Senator Malarkey because he's such a BSer. Ed Markey was a congressman for many years from Massachusetts, then he became the senator. And if you look at his, this is the same story over and over again. these records, if people look into them, the news media, et cetera, I think the best example that I came on to early was when Lyndon Johnson, who had been a school teacher, got elected to a state position in Texas. Then he got elected to Congress. Then he became a very powerful member of Congress, and then he became vice president. Mm-hmm. And when he went into public office, his net worth was less than $10,000. When he got out of the presidency, he was worth $43 million. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that happen? So I'm looking at Markey's. His wife is she's a public official in Washington. I forget what she does, but at any rate, this guy was the same thing as LBJ. He didn't have he had humble beginnings, and now the guy has three homes that are all worth $2-3 million apiece. One's in Washington, one's here in Massachusetts, and one is I think it's down in Florida. So how do you get to that point when you don't have anything to begin with, and you're at a public person? You know, the salary of a senator is $182,000 a year, I think, or something like that.
Well, let's find out and do it.
Well, what? Go and see what they've done?
It sounds like a great business.
Sounds like a deal, right? Yep.
Yeah. Run for office, claim that it was stolen from you, and then start a committee to raise money from your fans.
Yeah. Right, exactly. To pay the bills.
That's the word. Yeah. The word that's popular, again, it's an old word. It's back on the scene. It's called grift, grifters.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of grifting going on.
Well,
politicians are very, very, for the most part, slimy people.
Yeah. So the guy who was this particular congressman served Northwest Ohio, very well-known family. They were wealthy. He was wealthy before he went into office. His family had a bank, and they did. They were wealthy, and that's one of the reasons he had the money to run, to be a congressman. So he happened to die in office, and there was $6 million in his reelection campaign fund, and so the wife got the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does she do with it? She did whatever she wanted.
Well, that's the point. That's what I'm saying. There's so many loopholes and ways to extract money from people. I mean, I don't know. I'm in the media so long, in the news media, that I don't know if I get the same amount of spam and political hype in my emails and my letters and my texts as the average person who's not in this business gets. But all day long, I am hit up for money from personal messages from Joe Biden, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
It is big, you know. Hey, yeah. Mike, it's Joe. Are you with me, man?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, wow, Joe Biden sent me a personal email. Man, Mike, are you with me? Trump, Trump asks me for money every half hour. Do you get that?
No, I'm not on anybody's list because they listen.
Oh my
and
God!
I can't be bought. And neither can you. But they still think they. I think it's insulting. Actually.
No, they don't want to buy me. They want me to try to buy
you
them.
Buy them. Yeah, I mean,
Donald Trump is wondering why but the Republicans and the Democrats send me letters saying, as a loyal Democrat, as a loyal Republican, they make this assumption. Donald Trump wants to know why you haven't answered this. He's aware of,
Yeah, you just love that. Donald Trump has asked me to reach out to you.
Right.
To send $100 to his campaign.
But they treat the people like they are stupid.
Yep. Well, I think a lot of people are, because look at where we are. We get the old expression? Somebody said, was it Harry Truman? You get the government that you deserve? Somebody said that. I remember.
So how could I possibly, seeing how slimy they all are, actually believe in them from a standpoint other than being a necessary evil?
Yeah.
The medicine is worse than the disease.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. There you go. All right. Let's talk about the most interesting name on the people list this week is Vivek Ramaswamy, who is 37 years old. He wants to be president. He runs some company. He's been very successful. They're very smart. Wants to run as a Republican. Never heard of him before. I saw him on the people list at Talkers this week, so I nosed around, and that's what I found out. Would I vote for him?
I don't know, how does that name go on a poster down in Mississippi? Or in somebody took a shot at me this week because I'm always putting Mississippi in a in a bad light.
Well, okay. Fortunately, so, Mississippi hasn't. Hello to our friends in Mississippi, but
yeah, right.
Mississippi is not the swing state that elections are turned on.
No, that's right. Nobody really, you know, nobody pays much attention. You know, all right. So there's one name.
Yeah, but, isn't there always a young outsider? With an interesting ethnic background and a entrepreneur who's made a lot of money running for president out of the blue. Who was the guy that wound up? Andrew Yang was his. I don't remember.
Yes,
what was his name. You know.
Yes, Andrew Yang. He was very
Andrew
good.
Yang, and he ran for mayor in New York.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, there's always somebody. There's always newcomers. Look at Pete Buttigieg. You know.
Yeah.
The 14-year-old mayor of a small city.
And he shot his wad because he doesn't have any, it would appear, he doesn't have any testicular fortitude. Nobody knew anything about the train wreck. He sat on it. And this week he apologizes for having done nothing and said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of ruins our thinking about him. We thought he was, you know, kind of a
He came across kind of intelligent and refreshing on a few CNN interviews, and then bingo, you know, let's make him president.
Right. That's it. Yep. Okay, well, better than Harvey Weinstein being president, I guess, right, under the circumstances. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Came from Rockstar. We have Chuck Curry here, getting him out of his man cave so he can go on the air with us at 53 past the hour on Good Day. With our Friday overview of what's coming out this weekend and an historical perspective on something obviously that has to do with Rocky. All right, so Chucker, take it away.
Well, I noticed before I got on the air, I checked RottenTomatoes.com and saw that United Artists have released the advance reviews a week before Creed 3 hits theaters next Thursday night. And they're positive right now, 87%. Positive, about 47 reviews released on that site. That's good when the studio has confidence in their film, because some studios try to wait until the last minute or at least the last 48 hours. When you get them released a week before, that's usually a good sign that this film is tested well in preview screenings, and it appears that a majority of critics already like the film, although they do say it has very little humor, but Michael B. Jordan does a pretty good job directing, and it is a compelling film with some really good boxing.
Not interested at all.
Not
at all.
Here's what's interesting.
If Stallone's not in it or a part of it, it's not a Rocky movie.
Fair point. This is the ninth installment in the overall Rocky universe. Original Rocky came out in 1976. If I had to pick a favorite of all the Rocky films, one, obviously the original, but I love Rocky Balboa. I love that movie. I think that is a great film. I thought that should have been nominated for Best Picture also. I thought he did a great job in that movie. But overall, I like every one of them. Every single one I would give a thumbs up.
Jean Smart, one of our best actresses, veteran actresses, 71 years old, shared news this week on Instagram that she had a heart procedure done. They halted her show, Hacks. I didn't realize it was still... I've seen some of the first season, and it was really quite good, frankly. But, it's like so many other shows. You don't know they're there because there's so many of them. I'm watching on the plane coming out to Los Angeles last night stuff that I've never... there's a sort of a movie, I think it was an Apple movie, that Jennifer Lawrence was in called Causeway. Have you ever heard of that? Never heard of that movie, right?
I heard of it, but I have not watched it. You are right when you say there's a ton of content. I mean, think about this. Go back to a time period which you remember, I remember, in the 70s or 80s. Well, in the 70s, three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. That was it. So if something aired on, and I'll give you an example because I was looking at this day, this week actually in TV history, don't remember the exact year or date, but when Schindler's List first aired on NBC, 65 million people watched that movie on NBC. Now think about it now, in 2023, if you could get 10 million people to watch anything in one night on a network, it would be a massive home run. I'm discounting Super Bowl. So, I'm just talking about television. It would be amazing if they do that, because there's so much diversification throughout streaming and cable. It is incredible.
I saw that James Spader is talking about the last season of The Blacklist. And part of it is that he thinks he's played the same character long enough, but also the audience, which has been very, very loyal. I thought that was a fabulous show. Starts this weekend, goes for another 4 months, and that's the end of it. But the idea that there is so much, when he started, there were 15, I mean, that show was fabulous, it's successful. First couple of seasons attracted 10, 12, 14 million people, which was a big haul.
Yes.
For television. Now, there's 6 million people watching it, or 7 million. That's a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
It is.
But anyway, that's another. But he was so good. That show was so well written and so well done.
And for 10 years. All, I mean, think of what it takes to sit in a writing room and keep a show at a high bar for 10 years. A lot of theatrical scripts. They can't even, 50% of them can't even get it right just to write a two-hour movie.
Yeah.
And these guys are writing for 10 years.
Speaking of a two-hour movie, Alec Baldwin is still in court this week. He entered a not guilty plea in the arrest shooting case, but he's not going to have to go to court anymore. I'm going to ask Steve Wiseman about that from the countdown. That's a very interesting.
And they're finishing that project, correct?
They're going to finish it and release it. Yes.
I tell you, he has to have some strong mental fortitude to be able to deal with one thing in one hand and work on that project and finish it with, I guess, what you would say is fairly bad karma.
What's the big movie this week? What's this week?
It's just really going to be Cocaine Bear. Yeah, I don't want to say it's a big movie, but it's going to be probably number one.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. You're going to watch the SAG Awards on Netflix on Sunday?
I'll let you know what I think Monday.
Are you going to? Okay. Good. I'll be looking forward to it because I'm not watching. All right, Chucker. You're the man.
Thank you.
On the Good Day program at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.